Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
KS1075 presents Rosa's Risky Rotation.
It's Rosa. Welcome back. Another episode of Rosa's Risky Rotation. This is probably the one I've been most excited for. I had two America's Next Top Models. Yeah. One, Keith Carlos.
Hey, hey.
He is also the new leading man in Cardi B's music video.
Yes.
And he's also the winner, first ever male winner of America's Next Top Model.
Yep.
Then I got my friend Matt here, too.
Yeah, that's me.
Matt, also another contestant on America. What did you place?
Like fifth or sixth or something.
That's Liddy. Okay, so you were up there.
Yeah.
So today we are here to talk about you guys' new thing, Role Models, correct?
Right. Correct.
Tell everybody a little bit what that's about.
Role Models is basically a subsidiary. It's a movement, Role Models movement, under the nonprofit Make It Happen. Basically, what it is a nonprofit marketing company.
Ew, Keith is an F-boy. Ew,
you should have ruining a good moment,
like that city
you should have texted me and told me this is right. No, just kidding.
All right, sum it up. It's a nonprofit marketing company that highlights areas, individuals, communities in need, and we're able to do so through brand endorsement. So we're taking, as models, we're taking brand endorsement, which is something we deal a lot with. And instead of just putting it in our own pockets and making it kind of surface level, we make it interactive with fans, and we use the products to impact real people that could really use it while also shining light on areas of need that the community can learn more about. So
that's why we have these two really professional cameras here and our little baby ones. We're like, oh no, ring. Well, yeah. This is called Rose's Risky Rotation, so we're gonna talk all things America's Next Top Model, what y'all are doing, all Cardi B, all that. So can you take the first spin on the wheel? Nothing crazy, it'll fall.
I'm a little strong. I might break it out here.
Oh my God. Look, you are ready.
Wow.
It's fine. It's fine. Listen. It's the thought that counts. Okay.
Just like spin the bottle. What's going on?
No, you see, but no.
All right.
First off, y'all drink your water. I'm jealous. It's Ramadan.
Is it spicy?
Oh,
so y'all
it's Ramadan.
Drink that. Drink it for me.
See what I'm talking about?
Okay. First question is, I like this question. Keith, you just was on, you're the leading man in Cardi B's new music video.
Correct.
What's one thing that the world doesn't know about Cardi B that she
I think they know everything. She's very transparent.
What's like one thing that we wouldn't think, or like something that we wouldn't know about her? And how was it like working with her?
Well, it was awesome working with her. I've been a fan of her like through her whole career. I watched her whole come up. We're from like the same area, the tri-state area. So it was awesome to work with her. And it was cool. As far as things that you may not know about her, she's pregnant.
We knew that.
You knew that?
Yeah, we knew that.
It was hidden in the video.
When you were shooting the video, how long ago did you shoot the video?
We shot the video 3 weeks ago.
And how did that come about? How'd you get that role?
I was out, you know.
DMs? No, I'm saying.
Yeah. That's actually.
Did you really?
I got it through a DM, yeah.
You slid or she slid?
Chill. One of her people reached out to me. One of her people reached out to me, and I gave them my information, and I want to say about 5 hours later, I was on set at 4 a.m.
How did, that's so true, because the outfits are, it's hidden that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
So you knew she was pregnant, but couldn't tell anybody?
Yeah.
Did you text any of your close friends like, Mama, is she pregnant?
Nah,
yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yeah.
Everybody knows she's pregnant. She's been everywhere.
Right. Now she revealed it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were also, so you won America's Next Top Model, and then you were also in the NFL before that, right? You played for the Phillies and the Giants, right? Yep. And so then what transitioned you from that into modeling?
Well, it was really my PR at the time's whole...
And you got injured? Didn't you get injured?
I did, yeah.
Right. I watched the show.
Oh, my God. She knows, dude.
It's my show, fam. It's my show.
Yeah, my PR at the time, Newell Casting Director, she pretty much threw my name in the hat. They liked me. I got on Skype, met some producers, whatever, on Skype and interviewed. And the week after, I got released from the Giants because I tore my hamstring.
Right.
I signed with Montreal just in case because I was going to play football out there. But then I got the call that I'm a finalist on America's Next Top Model and I have to fly out. So I went out there and I stuck around.
So, Matt, what do you think the difference between the show now than it was before?
Oh, man.
The show is complete. Now they got social media stars in. I'm not saying it's... It's just... the show is completely different. Judges are different, all that kind of stuff. So what's different from when you were on to now?
Well, the world's changing. You know? So, like, everything is so social media based. So, like, the lines are really being blurred between, like, model, social media star, actor. You know, we got, like, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, doing, like, Instagram skits with, you know, Instagram people.
Right.
Is no high, there is no low. Anyone will do anything. If you got followers, you're famous. So, unfortunately, I think it ruins shows like Top Model because what is a model now? And Tyra's done a really good job of also playing the part and being like, anyone can be, and I support, like, everyone's beautiful, but it also is like, well, what is a model?
Do you think the show turned into a more, because a more of a, it's a reality show, but now it's more of like a real reality show. Yeah. You're there to get more, I don't know.
Yeah, well, being on Top Model makes you a reality star, doesn't make you a model. Now, the work you do after the show, getting with the agency, hitting the ground running, booking clients, that makes you a model.
Yeah.
So the show gives you a platform to do whatever you want.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And so how do you guys feel about that whole, if you, and even on that, this last season, one of the girls, her constant critique every week was, I know you can post a good picture on Instagram, but what can you do in front of a real camera? Like, that was a constant critique. Yeah. And I was like, damn. And then, like, she would say for her thing, she'd be like, yeah, I'm here because I have a lot of followers. And I was like, bitch, go talk to season two, Lisa and shit. Like, what are you doing?
I support you. That's the kind of mentality I just
didn't know how you guys as models feel with the whole, social media stars are now, you put you a low-high filter and you out here.
Well, that's actually a large portion of the reason we made Role Models is because the whole, what is a role model is also being skewed by this thing. You know what I mean? Like, anyone can be anything. If you got the platform, then, like, you can be a model because you have marketing ability. You know, if you have a platform, you can be an actor now. Like, so recreating, you know, there's positives and negatives to it all. But I mean, people are also getting lost in kids, especially like my nephews and niece. People, there's so much material out there and so many famous people. It's like, what is a role model? They don't even know who to look up to anymore because there's just so many options. And that's, I mean, it goes from the model thing, acting
thing.
Don't
look up to me. Don't.
Everybody's famous. There's no regular people left.
Right. Everybody, you got 10K now and you out here popping in the city.
Dude, I went into Top Model with like 2000. Like, Instagram was brand new at that point.
That is so true.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And now they have challenges based off Instagram.
Yeah. Like, the fact that we had to do a selfie at the end of the runway, I was like, what are we going to do with this? And they had to add, like, the photos were emoji. We could, like, put filters and stuff on because we were, like, introducing
that whole thing. Stop. Like, you were putting the filter at the time. That's when Snapchat didn't.
And Tyra was judging our ability to take a selfie.
You are.
Yeah. Right. By the way, looking back on it, our selfies, we had, like, bunny emojis and stuff. Not at all. They were not good.
I had some football shit.
Nah, I stayed away from the football stuff.
I'm just kidding. All right, spin the wheel, my friend.
Want me to do it for you?
Yeah.
You got it. You long arm.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Matt.
We close.
He tried to. He extra tried to make sure he didn't get the wild card. Right. That shit is feisty. No, don't.
All right.
It's janky anyways. Oh, okay, I like this question. Keith, what did you do?
He spun it.
Okay, listen.
It says your name, bro.
No, I know.
It's both. It goes both. It's both. Keith, what did you do with the $100,000? And Matt, how much money do you guys get paid a week to be on it?
Go ahead. Really? You start. Yeah.
I went straight to Magic City.
I got the juicy shit.
I went straight to Magic City. You know, I was living in Atlanta at the time. Nah.
I was just there. I went for New Year's for the first time ever.
Oh, well, I actually purchased my first car.
Okay.
I moved my mom out of the projects.
Lit.
And I moved her to Florida. And it also gave me my start to move to LA and start working as a model.
Right.
And the rest, I invested and threw in the savings.
That's he's funny.
He's media trained.
Dude, hey, Keith happened. Has got like a crazy credit score. Like, what? It's like perfect.
Come on. No,
he flex, he always rubs that in my face.
Every time he compliments you,
no,
hit him
my
with
mom
the,
messed my
hit him with
up.
A boob hit. Hit him with a flex.
Can we add like a sound effect?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, cool. There it is. Just kidding. Yes, we can.
Okay,
all right. That's funny. We brought that up yesterday. He's got all these awesome MCM bags from winning that challenge. He has like so many, so many. They just keep popping out of places.
Because I did the MCM campaign.
And
they
so
would
hate I was like,
I have so many bags. Like, I don't even use half of them.
Well, you can use
see, there
my
we go.
Address is.
You got your address.
All right,
send that to me. Anybody else?
And I was like, that by
bag,
far was.
The,
yeah.
Follow me on Instagram at Keith Carlos, and I got you.
In the description right here, boom, it came up on the screen.
April Fools.
Keith Carlos. But how much do you get paid to be on the show? Do you get paid? You get paid.
They give us.
You have to get paid.
It's like $350 a week or something.
Yeah.
Do you think it's changed now? It has to have gone up.
No.
Really?
If anything, it went down because it's VH1 now. I mean, I don't know for a fact.
What does that mean?
But it was CBS. CBS owns VH1, like technically.
Right.
But it's like a sub brand, like a sub network to CBS. So I'm sure that they had to renegotiate contracts in order to get the show back on. And my guess is that they had to like cut budgets. I mean, I don't know how much lower it can get than that.
To you guys, was it worth it going on the show?
Most definitely.
Would you do it again?
Oh.
Would I do it again?
Maybe. Would you do
right
it
now?
Would you do it again if the show was formatted like it was? Not even your cycle from 10 and 1. Cycle 10 and 1.
Well, the pay rate went up, okay?
Right.
So they would have to pay more.
Huh.
The reward would have to be bigger.
Then it's still 100,000, right?
I think so.
It's still 100,000.
It had to be two.
And it's like paper magazine or something like that.
Yeah, it switches up every year, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, spin, my friend. Do you think he litty with the finger roll, with Woo. The finger roll?
This is a great game. I'm going to bring one of these home.
Thank you. I found it in the prize closet.
That is awesome.
It's a little, whatever. Cut. Just kidding. Okay. All right. We're going to do a speed round. America's Next Top Model speed round.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. It's going to be all things America's Next Top Model. Okay. All right.
Wrong.
These are just like questions about the behind the scenes of the show.
Okay.
Which is like, that's what I love. Like, how do you get from A to B? Stuff like that. Okay. See how I caught myself? Okay. What do you guys do on your spare time? During the show, there's no TVs or
there's
phones,
no
right?
spare time.
No
TV,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's cameras in your face at all times, so no
yes,
spare time.
Yes, and you're mic'd up 24/7.
Do you get used to it?
No. After, like, the first 2 weeks, you like, know that they're there, but there's no hype anymore. You're too tired, so you're just being yourself.
That goes to my next question. How long is the process of the show?
They were just talking about this. 3 months.
Yeah, it was like 9 weeks. Yep.
And if you get, oh my God.
It was like 6 weeks in LA, 3 weeks in Korea.
And what do y'all eat? Do you guys get to go grocery shopping or they bring you food because y'all are model? Like, what do you eat?
We actually send like PAs out to grab stuff for the house, but a lot of the times we have like crafty or
set food.
Yeah, set food.
Which is basically like snacks.
Like, yeah. Like Cheez-Its and stuff.
Yeah.
And
we were actually really bummed out that there wasn't a gym at the house. But
that's
course,
another thing. Did y'all work out?
Yeah,
not really.
Well, not really. Calisthenics and like just running around the yard.
Right.
We was on like a liquor diet. Yeah.
I was just gonna say, is there like I got it all. Is there liquor? Y'all
yes,
get liquor?
Yeah.
Yes. We had to
like,
call it coffee.
Liquor and cameras all day.
We called it coffee. So if we were like, yo, we want food, we're hungry, they would be like, all right, give us like 3 hours. If we're like, yo, we need some coffee, it was like boom.
You gotta
and they did that to like see if drama would pop off.
It definitely did. Listen, you put 8 people, I don't care how sane or crazy they are, in a confined environment without any sort of like distractions whatsoever, like no cell phone, no TV, no news, no nothing. After you get through telling each other your backstory, eventually, like, who took my cereal becomes
or,
a big deal.
Yeah, right. Or yeah. Like,
if they had Top Model After Dark, the show would be crazy.
No,
really?
All the good stuff happened you can't see on
television.
That's,
that reminds me of things that happen. My favorite part of every America's Next, Keith is an F-boy. No, I'm just kidding. My thing that, answer. No, I'm just kidding. It's probably like his grandma.
It was Diddy. It was Diddy. He was like,
right.
Where you at, man?
He was like, you're on the rotation. I would tell her I'm trying to get that. I'm trying to be on there. That was another, my favorite moment of all America's Next Top Model, all the seasons, was when Adam did the backflip.
Oh, front flip.
Or the front flip?
Yeah.
Dude, do you
cried.
Know how
watched...
many times I did? Me and my sisters were dead.
Did you hear him squeal?
Yes.
I cried for like 2 hours, like, had a headache.
Everybody's just chilling. Nobody's doing nothing. He's like, yo, check this out.
No, I hyped him up to do it.
I was like,
because I was doing cartwheels and I was like, hey, I knew he was drunk. I was like, hey,
dude,
man, you know how to flip? Man, he's, oh yeah, of course. You know, his ego got in the way. Front flip landed on his neck. He said,
my sister said, I never, we broke the rewind because we'd be like, we just kept going.
It's on my Instagram page.
It is so, we're going to put it right here. We're going to put the little thing of him hitting. Okay. Oh man, it was
That's the day, that was like, I got eliminated like an hour before that.
Oh, you were. Oh.
I had to hear about it through the grapevine.
You weren't there.
That's another. Oh, that is something you probably hear about. Dude, Adda hit this bro.
Adda broke his neck
in the backyard, like, and he did. And later on, when he had his photo shoot, he was like, "My neck hurts a little." I was like, "Damn."
Dude, how often do you see a drunk kid overspin on a front flip in the grass?
He was just like, so funny. Oh,
he was so
God.
Confident on that flip too. It was so funny.
But speaking of that, that was another question. When you get eliminated, how does that work? Do you pack your bags before people? Well, you don't.
I don't know. I've never been eliminated.
Life is rough.
Do you pack your bags before people get there, or like does everybody pack their bag? Like, well, how does that work?
You're supposed to like. Because
they walk out with
together.
One suitcase, that's foul. I know you brought more than a baby ass little.
Believe it or not, no. We were trading clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yo, listen. No one knows about the build up into the show, the casting process. That is the magic of the show. They put you in a hotel room by yourself for like a week with no distractions, nothing, no TV. You can't even open the window all the way, and like you just don't know when you're getting pulled out, where you're gonna go, and you only get brought out to speak with therapists, like psychologists. Like, they basically do this huge evaluation of you.
Fun fact, that same week, I OD'd on coffee. I had to go to the hospital and everything. I thought it was it. I thought they were
do you mean
me.
Coffee or coffee?
No, coffee.
No, like actual coffee.
Oh, real coffee. Oh, I was like, do we need to talk about something?
He's sensitive, so like too much caffeine gets
him crazy. Yeah, I don't do anything,
crazy.
Any drugs, anything. But anywho.
So you got out of that.
You got out of the caffeine, the coffee, yeah.
Yeah, we had a long shoot, like 17 hours on the beach. So we was just like drinking coffee just to stay warm and to stay up.
Right.
It was like an all day shoot.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just like, body was weird.
Before the show even started, he was like having
everything was all crazy. Yeah.
Wait, so go back to that. So you guys are in a room for a whole
so
week.
You go, you are like bored out of your mind.
Right.
You don't know if you're going to be able to leave. You're locked in the hotel room.
And at that point, did they tell you, hey, you already made the show?
No, this is semis.
Right.
Yeah. So then you're completely secluded till you're like going crazy. And then when you do see other cast members, they like tell you you're not allowed to look at them. You cannot speak to them. Like, and they're serious about this. So you've had no real interaction with a human for like 10 weeks. And then they mic you up and throw you on a beach with all attractive people. And that's the start. So you're like,
and then they get those
ready to run.
You're extra hype and stuff.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I'm not a caged up mouse anymore. And then the show starts with like coffee and you're in a mansion. Like, so you start like deprived and then you get given like this experience. So
I'm so into this.
You're already like acting not normal.
Crazy, right?
And then you go into a mansion where
and then they got
cameras.
A camera on you for the first time ever. So you hyping yourself, you hyping everybody, you hyping the
You can't control electricity in the house, so you can't shut off lights. So like when you go to the bedroom, you have to call and be like, yo, I want to go to bed. So then they radio the camera guys to follow you to bed and like sit there until they get the MO that
when you go to the bathroom, you got cameras on you.
Yeah, yeah. There's no doors on bathrooms.
And how do
it's
they,
like glass.
How do you, when you're in there, something happens and you think in your mind that's making it, and then when you think that's not making it, you know what I mean? Like, how do you
that
know?
Killed me.
You know what I mean? Like,
the after effect, wondering what's how's it gonna. You won,
no,
man. How
I
these
knew
questions
going
are
into it, I was thinking, I was like, all right, I can't put myself in a position.
Oh, no.
Where,
you mean like, if I mean like, all right, let's say my two cameramen they fight, and right. You think in your mind that's making it on air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like, if something happened, you're like, that's not gonna.
Yeah.
Do people have that mindset of what's gonna make? And like, when you were in there, were people literally like wild and out for the cameras?
Yes.
Yeah, at first.
They'll be calm, they'll be cool, then they just turn into a whole different person.
When the camera comes on.
At first, but then you can't keep that up.
Rest in peace, Mariana was like that.
Right.
Yeah.
That is true. And she had a thing with, what's his name, Denzel.
Yeah.
Dude, in real life, like in real life, Mariana
that beard
was like
the most.
Yeah,
that was.
I
Matt's
was like
lady.
Tyra, like we didn't like Tyra. You're my girl with the makeovers, which you never had a makeover.
Yeah,
that's like
I was you
sad.
Were perfect.
I was
you
sad.
Could like
Danny,
rest
bro.
Easy on that, dude. Like that's a people who don't get makeovers. I'm just like, damn, dude. Like me, and my I don't. Oh, it's a whole thing, but it is so lit. That's so cool that you have a makeover.
Yeah.
Your makeover was pop. I think the makeovers
it was just
are popping.
Like a trim. Yeah, it wasn't anything crazy.
Wow. Yeah, you did. And I was like, miss my. But then when she put the beard on, she knew it was about it. That was a whole thing. That was the first time where
hey,
I was like,
my hand is off to Denzel because he honestly had a good attitude about it. Like,
oh, he did.
Knew it
and
well,
then, like, he put it on like Santa Claus.
Like Abe Lincoln.
Tyra is like my idol, my end all. You got to go for it. Like, Tyra is my life in everything. Everything I do is like, what would Tyra Banks do? That was the one thing where I was like,
can you do that again?
Yeah, this is what Tyra always says. In the panel, like, you, two things. You always, you can't be like this. You gotta go from here to here.
Can we see your smiles?
I don't know how yet. Yeah, I was thinking of how
you guys see it.
Okay. So, and then a number two thing, always have your neck. If you can't see your neck, bitch, what are you fucking doing? You know what I mean? Like, so if I'm here, so I would...
Whoa, put damn!
Nah, put your chin up a little bit.
A little. See, I don't have an... Is that it?
You gotta find your light.
But then it's like, I don't want to be too posy.
Yeah, that's right. It's got to be, it's got to come off.
But it's just like, girls just go like this and then it's a good picture. I got to be like, you know what? I don't know. We need to work on it, but I don't know my, like, I've never taken a selfie before.
You just got to get in the mirror. Get in the mirror and do your thing.
Like, that's a whole thing.
But
yeah.
You also got to know your strengths and weaknesses, and you definitely.
Like, I don't have a fucking jawline. Like, it's just like, I want a neck. Like, that's my goal. I'm like, I want a fucking neck. Like, I'll be walking around like this. I wake up, my neck is straight. I'm like, am I going to. You see the vein
that's
right
how you
here?
Take the selfies, you got-
I don't take selfies. I'm like, step back.
Come on.
Okay, anyway, sorry. What does Tyra smell like? Heaven?
Man, I can't focus on more than just her eyes when I'm around her.
And she's so voluptuous.
When you got another, where is the... Oh, no,
dude. She's got a presence for real. When she walks into a room, you're like, whoa.
It's the Tyra Banks.
Yeah. No matter how much you're around her, like... Because I did a shoot with her afterwards, after the show.
Right.
For her cosmetic line.
Oh, yes.
I was like, still... It was like way, way different than the show because it was just small production kind of thing. It was really just like...
Is she down to earth? I feel like she's down to earth.
She's cool, but she also knows who she is. She's worked to get where she is, you know, so she has expectations. And but she walks in the room and you're just like...
And whoa. Where is panel? Is it in the house?
No.
I think on this season, or a season, it was like in the house. They walked up to... So where's panel? It's just at a location?
Yeah.
How long does panel take?
A day.
Yeah, it's a full day.
And how much do we see of your 10-second you're on camera to how much critique did they actually give you? Or is it like that?
No, it's
up
like that.
Quick and it's next.
But everybody gets it. And so, like, but they only show the main ones on the show.
Right.
So sometimes she'll just say, your score is blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And I was going to go, in the beginning, they have idea who is the storylines and what's the storylines and who they're picking. Like, you were the football. You had the whole interaction with, what's his name, Will, the tall guy.
That was not planned.
That wasn't planned, but that was a thing,
that was
too.
My exit. For real.
Another thing, you handle that really well, by the way. Yeah. Another thing was like Denzel and what's her name storyline. Another thing was Adam being like, everybody had a storyline.
Yeah.
So another thing, how much interaction did you guys have with the judges? And what the fuck was up with Kelly?
Very rarely.
That's my bitch from the hills, but like, what the hell is
wrong? You know, actually, of the three of them,
I feel like she's had the best heart, right?
In real person, like face to face, she just spits it to you real. Like, she goes a little bit extra in front of the camera, but she says the same things in person, but she won't say it like so, like twisted.
I feel like she has a good heart. She means well.
Yeah. She's a great mom, too.
She'd be wild and too.
Really down to earth.
She'd be wild. So how much do you guys like... So after you guys talk to the judges or no? Y'all are separated at all times.
When basically. You get eliminated, I talk to them a lot because we would be
while
like...
While you're on, you speak to them too. They come over and they'll, you know, speak to you.
That was my next question. Okay. So elimination process, what is that like?
Stressful.
You don't know.
I knew
but I was always
going
no. I mean
you
like
just wait, never know.
You knew?
I knew. They always ask you
that's
like...
That's why he left because he always knew.
Oh, yeah, you were that.
And he would let them know he knew.
The paranoid dude?
No. Like, I was calling stuff out, and then I started telling everybody else calling stuff out, and I was right every time because I worked in production before
the show.
So I was, like, seeing patterns with the cameras and where they were going. So they were like, this guy's a liability. Snip. And, like...
So when you get eliminated, you guys give everybody a hug on the side, and that's it. You don't talk to them anymore? Like I was going to say, like...
So then you go into the apartment, like the hotel.
Did you already pack your bags? Like, how do you know, motherfucker Keith's wearing my shirt? I want my shirt back.
They give you time.
No.
And then...
They take us back. Immediately you get eliminated, and they take you back to the house. You pack real quick before the rest of the house
by yourself, so you don't see nobody.
Right. Yeah.
But you're able to talk with the other side by letters.
Yeah, we were sneaking letters. It was really like jail system type stuff. I said Top Model is like Lil Wayne's house arrest.
One of my best friends, her name is Emily Schramm. She was on The Real World and did the challenges. She says the same thing.
Yeah.
If I wanted to walk off, if I take 1 foot off the whatever house you're staying in, fine. If I do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's just how it was. So
well,
I
they got there's this word called ICE. You want to tell them about ICE? That's my favorite.
ICE is where you... be quiet.
Yeah, it's a kind way of saying words. Shut up. And they were like, ice. So the camera wasn't
Wait, who
on.
Would say ice? The camera people would
it
say
was,
ice?
It was our, like
PA. My sisters are going to eat this shit up. But it, what?
They're called our wranglers. So they're like our
babysitters. Yeah.
And like their job is to keep us in line when the cameras are not rolling because they have to capture everything. So if we're ever in a moment where there's no cameras, like AKA the bus going to panel, we're not allowed to talk at all. That's also why they incorporated ice. Beats, because they wanted us to have headphones on so we wouldn't talk. So
why?
Because everything has to be on camera. Everything. Because right. say something happened on the
but
bus.
They have cameras. Oh, you guys, now they have limos.
But they'll tell you when you're off ice and they're rolling.
Yeah, they'll say, okay, you're off ice. But for instance, like if something happens that's good.
Your cameraman just go, this is crazy. Sorry.
If something happens that's good. And it wasn't on camera, and then they're interviewing us later, and we're like, yo, on the bus, when it was never captured. So then not only is like what happened not there, but we can't talk about it because it was not captured. So another thing, we were talking about production a lot, and they were like, you guys are the worst cast, because on screen the production doesn't exist. So every time we talk about it, it's dead footage.
Repeat that.
So like, if we're talking about, if you're watching a show, and the show is talking about production, as a viewer, you're going to be like, why are they talking about production?
You can't break that third wall.
Yeah, because it doesn't exist in the viewer's world. So if we're talking about production, that time we're talking about it is just worthless to them.
Right, got it.
So they would always have to be like, yo, you can't talk about production. They would like come in and be like, yo, hold up, time out. Like this happened a couple times in the house. They would just like break the whole thing. Everyone house meeting, y'all can't talk about production.
Did you guys get close to some of the production though?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right. They basically
by the end of the show, the camera guys will start like, you know, like, yeah, they're like coming in on the jokes. And stuff.
Get his ass, bro. I got 10 more minutes to the next shift. Let's go.
Yo, hands off to the cameraman because they do like 10-hour shifts, like no stop.
And
every camera guy
heavy.
Has a boom, dude. And then there's cameras in every corner of every room, and like two or three camera ops with boom guys on everyone, and we have mics.
So when you leave, you're done. You just go home?
No, we couldn't go home.
You stay secluded until the season's over.
We had to participate in all the like
public
stuff.
Oh yeah, come back. And,
because it was all media. Like people could vote social media wise. So if we got eliminated and they didn't see it, then they would know before the show aired who was getting eliminated when. So we were still in front of the, like in the group for all of the competitions. Anything they posted, we would still be there so that viewers who were partaking in the voting wouldn't know who was still in or not.
They were still doing shoots as well for their portfolio.
Right, and then you guys, usually at the end, they come back. And that's cool. You guys get to do shoots?
Yeah, we got to pretty much participate in everything except for like...
I mean, shit's already set up. You might as well real quick.
It was cool.
So now, opposite of that, when you won, what do you get to do the shoot with Tyra.
Right.
And then...
Well, we actually all did a shoot with Tyra, and that was, like, one of our pictures that they judged.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah. With the commercial, with the her makeup line.
Right. With the colors, with the crazy colors. But my thing, after you win, you always... Like, how was your interaction with the judges after you won?
Because
now the show's over. That's it. You're chilling.
It was more personable. They gave me, more of a one-on-one congratulations. And that was pretty much it.
Did you know you were going to win when you walked in?
I just know. Nah, I knew I was going to win after Adam left.
When
it was us three.
Right. Because
it was me and Will. And I know Will has
Will
a great
was
look.
Good.
He was too tall. He's like 6'8".
He was good. Yet he took great fucking photos.
See, this is how mine works. This is why I got
eliminated.
Well,
you don't like Will. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. I love Will. Like, he's a great guy. But I'm saying from production. From production side, if you're thinking story-wise, who would be, like, the ultimate underdog winner? Like, it would be Keith. He's the first male winner. He's African-American.
Right.
He comes from nothing. Like, what's going to make the show look like, man, like, tearjerker? Or is it going to be Will's story?
The dancer.
It's going to be Keith.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's not just... this is the production side.
Right.
It's not so much about modeling.
So you think... So it's not all about modeling.
No.
It's still, like, a bachelorette storyline type
for
shit.
For sure, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
they
the Anaconda thing
kind
of helped me. You know?
I wasn't going to talk about that, but you were just a little, you're such a F, like,
yeah,
this
he got, I mean, he played it, that was good.
Yeah, as you should,
he
you're a smart
to.
Guy. Yeah, you
to,
have
actually.
To.
Listen, like, if the creator of the show is into it.
Next card, I don't care. Okay, this is we're almost done. All right, listen, this is the last one. So, basically what I'm going to do, I'm going to name out facial expressions, and I want you guys to give them to the camera.
Which camera?
This one.
That one.
Okay, because I need some tips, too. All right, so... First one, and I want the model of it, the model version of it.
Turn into it.
You gotta whip into it.
Oh shit! Okay, here we go. Ready? First one is mad. Oh my god. Okay. Next one is excited. Okay. Next one is sexy. Keep it. Hold it. Hold it. Oh my God, Key. My camera guy, look at my camera. He's,
okay. Last night at the, we had a fire pit last night, and Keith was like asking my sister, "Yo, sing real quick." And she, I was like, "Way to put her on the spot." Well, how would you feel, Keith, if she was like, "Yo, model"? Keith was like, "I wait for that opportunity," oh my and he God. Just busted out.
Yes, you're fine as hell. Okay. Next one is we gotta go. Cut it. No, I'm just kidding. Next one is lonely. Ooh, it's like a sexy lonely. Okay, next one is F boy.
What's that mean?
F-boy, you know what F-boy, what I would do is that...
Oh, like cheesy.
Like light skin. Keith, this is your
light skin? Why does it gotta be light skin?
You know the light skin? The F-boy light skin. Just like that. Okay, next one is... One. What's a good, happy editorial model?
Alexa Ren.
No, like what's the facial expression? Oh. I want to see it. Why am I just asking y'all? You guys can cast them at. Okay, next one is the final one to end the interview. Give me a smize.
Wait, Mark. That's on mine. Oh, you doing that?
Smize.
Should we do it together?
Yeah, right.
3, 2, 1. Oh, God bless America. Wow.
I can't do this seriously.
Last thing. Okay, I want you guys to go ahead and reiterate the role models thing, where everybody can find when you guys are going to drop it. Everything about them will be in the description. Everything will be linked in their emails, social media, all that stuff. But reiterate that role
model. So role models is something that Keith and I are doing now. It's something we're super excited about. Basically, it is a reality non-scripted television show that it takes a nonprofit marketing company and uses advertisement and charity dollars to create real-world product placement opportunities. We hope to shine light on communities and individuals in need, as well as make real impacts. The show is not about us being role models; it's about us finding role models. Keith and I think it's time that we give people that deserve platforms such as ours the opportunity to use them in the way that they would like. So that's what Role Models is. We're excited for it. It's kind of
the Role Models social media handle on Instagram is Role Models WW.
That'll be right here. Boom. Laid out right here.
Role Models WW, man. You got to follow it. You guys will see the journey. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
For
sweet.
Sure.
And you can also see Keith and Cardi B's new Be Careful music video.
Yes.
Good. Good job, boys! Woo!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.